שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we are reading from the book The Writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, page 134, A Handmaid Who is Heir to Her Mistress. You can watch the lesson on Cap TV and ask questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The Writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, page 134, A Handmaid Who is Heir to Her Mistress.
צריך הסבר גדול.
This requires a thorough explanation. To make it clear to all, I will choose to interpret the matter by what is revealed to us. For this reason, and extends to us here in the conduct of this world.
Meaning he just wants to explain this simply, as if we could just tell it to the whole world. That you don't need, first of all, you don't need to acquire any special vessels or understanding or spiritual degrees, faith above reason. No, he wants to explain this simple.
Internality and externality. The thing is that the upper roots extend their power by cascading until their branches appear in this world. As it is written in the explanation of branch and root. As a whole, the worlds are regarded as internality and externality, like a heavy load that none can lift or move from place to place. Hence, the advice is to divide the load into small parts and subsequently transfer them one at a time.
That's how we are when we learn about creation. The Creator created the kli, filled it, broke it, gave us the opportunity to correct it. What does that mean? To take the little parts and each part pass it into the correction until we move all of them in there. Or like the example with the king that gives his treasure, he divides it between all the people in the state and each one gets just a little bit of it and takes it to a different place. And then everything ends peacefully. Yeah?
It is similar in our matter. Since the purpose of creation is invaluable, for a tiny spark such as man's soul can rise in its attainment higher than the ministering angels. As our sages said about the verse, now it will be said to Jacob and to Israel, what has God wrought? They interpreted that the high angels will ask Israel, what has God wrought?
Meaning that even though that person, that Adam, comes from the shattering, from a state that there's nothing below, but by these corrections, by what a person goes through and learns and acquires, he can reach the highest degree.
Yep.
Header, the evolution of Israel, internality, one at a time. This abundance will come to us only by developing one at a time. As in the above allegory, even the heaviest load can be lifted if we split it into pieces and raise them one at a time.
Meaning, in little slices, you can perform all of the correction.
Not only the general purpose comes to us in this manner, but even the physical purpose, which is but a preparation for the general purpose, comes to us through gradual and slow development. Hence, the worlds have been divided into internality and externality, where each world contains illuminations suitable to operate in a slow development, and they are called the internality of the world.
Meaning that, well, in short, by the upper light working on us, we can develop from the smallest degree, the lowest degree, to until the highest degree, and the development that comes, that's called that we're under, we're being taken care of by the world, the olamot, meaning there's revelation and concealment in all of the system, and by things like this we advance. Yeah.
Better evolution of the nations of the world, externality at once.
In the system the Creator created, in the will to receive, there's two parts. It can correct everything at once, because the correction has to go through all of creation, and creation has to adapt itself, it has to want it, it has to perform all kinds of actions. And then in creation there are such desires that themselves are drawn to the Creator. Throughout the history of humanity there were many, and there's some that are drawn only to corporeality. But we can add them into the correction too by those parts that are advancing on their own. That's why we have the correction in the internal parts that are drawn to the Creator, and they are called Yashar Kel, because they have a desire that awakens. And there are parts that don't awaken on their own. They're heavy, coarse, big will to receive specifically. So they get a correction in an external way. What does that mean? They are called the nations of the world, and their correction, he writes here, it happens at once. What does it mean at once? We have to see. Please.
Evolution of the nations of the world, externality at once. Opposite them are illuminations that can act only at once. Hence, when they appear here in their worldly branches and are given control, not only do they not correct, they even ruin.
We see this, it belongs to everybody, everybody. We can see people resisting the true spiritual development, also between Jews, also between the nations. It has nothing to do with one another. Nothing to do with it. There are those that aren't built to go with us, and some that are built to go towards correction. And it doesn't matter at all the way you were born. Yeah?
ועניין זה מכונה בדברי חז"ל בשם פגה.
Our sages call it unripe, as it is written concerning the tree of knowledge and Adam Rishon, that they ate unripe fruit. This means that it is truly a dainty delight, immeasurably pleasant, and is destined to delight man, but in the future, not at present, as it is still growing and developing. This is why they compared it to an unripe fruit, since the fig too, which is the sweetest, most pleasant fruit, when eaten prematurely, will upset one's stomach and he will die. Indeed, we should ask, who is the one who brings such an act into the world? After all, it is known that there is no action in our world that comes without a strike in the upper root. Know that this is what we call the control of the externality. As in the verse, God has made one opposite the other. It contains a force that pushes and rushes toward the revelation of the internal guidance. As our sages said, I place upon them a king such as Haman, and against their will, they will repent.
First of all, what's written here, we understand it's not an article Baal HaSulam wrote for us. He wrote it for himself in order to elaborate on it afterwards. And he didn't do it. So at least this is what we need to see. But what does he want to say here? That there are actions in the general kli, the general desire, that come to that general desire, and the general desire develops degree after degree. They are called Yeshalkel, Israel, according to doing the advancing process straight towards the Creator. And there are some that will be corrected at once, that the part that corrected itself, through them, the lights will go by and pass on to all the other parts, and that will correct them. Also, it's not at once that from zero or from the state they're in, suddenly they'll come to Gemar Tikkun. But still, the correction will take place in them, not like in cause and effect, a sense, the sense, but just by their participation, by their them connecting to the part called Israel. That is called that the nations take Israel on their shoulders. Israel means the pure part of the partzuf, a small, weak part, and the whole partzuf is the big will to receive. And if they connect in such a way that the nations, as we say, the big will to receive supports as much as it can the small will to receive Israel, that is called that the nations of the world raise Israel on their shoulders to the mountain of the Lord, to Gemar Tikkun. So there's a mutual action here. Israel prepare themselves through many corrections to be connected with the Creator. Then the nations of the world and Israel connect to one another. And then the nations of the world add their big will to receive in the part, to the part called Israel. And then they reach Gemar Tikkun. Okay. For now, save your questions, and afterwards we will ask everybody, please. Subtitle, the internality of
the people of Israel. Once we have clarified the upper roots, we will clarify the branches in this world. Know that a branch that extends from the internality are the people of Israel, who have been chosen as the operators of the correction and the general purpose. They contain the preparation required for growing and developing until they come to move the nations to achieve the general goal.
Meaning that the development of Israel isn't to develop themselves, but in order to develop themselves, and in that development to be able to connect the nations to themselves too, the part that didn't correct itself from the general will to receive, and to bring them also to Gemar Tikkun, meaning Israel have to be or have to acquire forces also for self-correction and also for correcting the entire world. It all has to be pre-prepared in Israel already. Next.
Header, the externality are the nations of the world. The branch that extends from the externality is the rest of the nations. They have not been imparted the qualities that make them worthy of receiving the conduct of development of the purpose one at a time. Rather, they are fit to receive the correction at once, to the fullest, according to their upper root. Hence, when they receive dominion from their root, they destroy the virtues of the children in the children of Israel and cause suffering in the world.
But on the other hand, we can say, and we'll see it soon, that their disturbances help Israel to rise above even more and accumulate forces inside that later on will correct the nations. Next, write down your questions, write them down. Yeah.
Header, slave and handmaid. the upper roots called externality, as we have explained above, are generally called a handmaid and a slave. This aims to show that they do not intend to harm at all, as it may seem in superficial observation. Instead, they serve the internality like a slave, and a handmaid serve their master.
Meaning, don't think that everybody resisting the wisdom of Kabbalah, the correction of the world, bestowing, disseminating spirituality in the world, don't think that they're doing something horrible and against the development. But the Creator is keeping them, making them exist in a way that they will resist, because thanks to their resistance, they are helping Israel develop even more, be even stronger, be even wiser. And in this way, we always see it. Also in our world, the part that develops always develops through disturbances, problems. And on the other hand, it has the forces. And then there's something to develop upon. Yes.
Header, the externality rule when Israel do not demand depth in their work. The above-mentioned control of the externality is called the exile of Israel among the nations of the world. Through it, they inflict many forms of suffering, degradation, and ruin upon the Israeli nation. However, to be brief, we will explain only what is revealed through a general observation, which is the general purpose. This concerns the idol worship and superstition, as it is written, they mingled with the nations and learned from their actions. This is the most terrible and dangerous poison which destroys the souls of Israel, as it brings their vanities closer to the human reason. In other words, they do not require great depth to understand them, and thus plant the foundations of their work in the hearts of the children of Israel. Although an Israeli man is quite unfit to accept their vanities, in the end, they do induce idolatry and filth down to blatant heresy, until he says, all faces are equal.
Meaning that the disturbances that come from all those resisting the wisdom of Kabbalah, they are all called the nations of the world. We're not speaking that he was born from a certain mother or father or Jewish or non-Jewish. It has it's no business, nothing to do with it. We understand that Jew doesn't go according to DNA. It goes according to his tendency to reveal the Creator, to be united with the Creator. That's why it turns out that we need to understand that the control of the external upon all can come, let's say, in the nation of Israel. It comes specifically from the nation itself, especially that in the nation itself there are people that in practice, forcefully, cruelly, as much as possible, resist the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, resist the internal work itself, the correction of man. They think that it's enough for them to be born the way they are, and what they do externally is enough, and they don't need to correct their soul. The will to receive, to be in order to bestow, till complete love of all of humanity, of the whole world. That they don't think that this is enough for us, and let's restrict ourselves with the corporeal mitzvot only. And those are especially against the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they are in the greatest true disturbance against us. Yes? So, anyway, gradually, the Creator above everybody, and He manages this process. We just need to see all these different streams and flows and tendency. They are with us or not, or on the path. It helps us advertise the correction of the world in all of humanity. Yes.
Header. The reason for the concealment of the Kabbalah. Now you can understand the matter of the concealment of the wisdom of the hidden from the eyes of the external ones, as well as what the sages said, a Gentile must not be taught Torah. There seems to be a contradiction between this and the Tana, great sage in early ages, Devei Eliyahu, who said, even a Gentile, even a slave, and even a handmaid who sit and learn Torah, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. Thus, why did the sages prohibit teaching the Torah to Gentiles?
So it all depends on the definition, who is a Gentile or not. Gentile is that the will to receive is with the intention to receive, that has no tendency from his soul, doesn't have an awakening of the point in the heart yet. He doesn't want to reveal the Creator, doesn't want to reach the Creator, doesn't have it yet. That's why it's called a Gentile, a Goy. If you translate it, Goy means nation. Very simple. As we say, people. People, that's called a goy. But we are called the nation of the Lord, meaning people who belong, who want to ascribe themselves to the Creator. So there was a period when the wisdom of Kabbalah was open for everybody, and people could see and hear and understand and know. That's how it used to be. It was in the first temple. After the destruction of the first temple, it started closing until it was closed completely in the destruction of the second temple, until the state of unfounded hatred came instead of love thy friend as thyself, the days of Rabbi Akiva. And then, from the first temple to the second, it was a period where the wisdom of Kabbalah was relatively revealed, and this was the time when people came from many places around Israel, mainly the Greek and all the nations that were there around the Mediterranean Sea, came and studied from the prophets. It was a period of the prophets, and it's written in the books, the way they studied, how they taught them, and how later on they wrote their books. Part of them got it correctly, part of them didn't. So it was a very nice period. It was a flourishing of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Afterwards, it was shut down. Why? Because love thy friend as thyself was completely removed from the nation of Israel. Yes.
Header, teaching the Torah to Gentiles. Indeed, the Tana Devei Eliyahu relates to a converted Gentile, or at least to one who retired from idol worship.
Meaning you can teach the Torah, meaning ways of reaching Dvikut with the Creator, that's called Torah. I've created the evil inclination and the Torah is the spice because the light in it reforms. So you can teach anyone. It doesn't matter how he was born, to a Jewish mother, family, completely has no connection. What is important? Does he want, does he have a spark, a foundation to reach the purpose of life, the purpose of creation? Yes.
Again, indeed, the Tana Devei Eliyahu relates to a converted Gentile, or at least to one who retired from idol worship, from superstition. Our sages, conversely, referred to one who did not retire from idol worship and wanted to know Israel's law and wisdom in order to strengthen and fortify their idolatry. You might say, why should we care if this Gentile has become more pious in his idol worship because of our Torah? If it does not help, what harm will it do?
Meaning, can we use the wisdom of Kabbalah in a way that is against the correction of the world? Please.
Header, Rashbi's weeping. Indeed, this is what Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, cried about before he explained an important secret in the wisdom of the hidden. As it is written, Rabbi Shimon wept, woe if I tell, and woe if I do not tell. If I tell, the sinners will know how to serve their idols. And if I do not tell, the friends will lose that matter. He was afraid that this secret would come by the hands of idol worshippers, and they would perform their idolatry with the force of this holy mind. This is what prolongs our exile and brings upon us all the afflictions and the ruins, as we now see before us. Since the sages of the nations studied all the books of the children of Israel and turned them into delicacies to strengthen their faith, meaning their wisdom called theology.
That's what we see in all of the Greek perception, that even though they studied at the Kabbalists, and from the Kabbalists that were on the degree of the prophets, it's a very high spiritual degree. Today we have no contact to such a degree. And they studied at such people. And they turned it into theology, meaning they developed all kinds of methods, philosophies, faiths, mainly philosophy. And that's why there's nothing real or serious in there. On the other hand, people think there is something there, and they confuse themselves and don't reach the wisdom of Kabbalah. And from there, it all just remained. Yes?
Better two harms from revealing Israel's wisdom to the nations of the world. They have done two harms. One, besides clothing in our cloak, saying that all of that wisdom is by attainment of their own Holy Spirit, these mimics gained their reputation at our expense. By this, they strengthen their false teaching and obtain the strength to deny our holy Torah. Two, an even greater harm came upon us. One who observes their theology discovers in it concepts and wisdom concerning the work of God that seem truer and more genuine than our wisdom. This is so for two reasons. The first is that they are a large society, and among them are great and proficient philologists who know their work to make matters acceptable and to uneducated people. Philology comes from external teachings, and certainly a society of 8 billion people can produce many more and much greater philologists than our society of 15 million can. Hence, one who observes their books falls into doubting that they might be right, or even worse, of course. The second and the most important reason is that the sages of Israel conceal the wisdom of religion from the masses behind closed doors. However they can, the sages of each generation offer simple explanations to the masses and reject them with all kinds of tricks from their desire to even approach and touch the wisdom of the hidden.
So there really are a few things that we could learn from this. One is that concealing the wisdom of Kabbalah was for a certain time where it was a problem to open it for everybody. That's one thing. The second, that humanity wasn't ready for this yet, for these general corrections. That's why they shut it down. And what they got to then, till today, all the religions, beliefs, philosophy, they all use what they've received from the wisdom of Kabbalah back then. Today, there's no such thing anymore. People can open, close. Today, we're at a state that nobody cares about anything. Yes.
Oy im agale.
Header, woe if I tell. They do this for fear that the matters will fall into the hands of idol worshippers. As Rashbi wrote, if I tell, the sinners will know how to serve their masters. After all, we suffer plenty, even for the tiny things they stole from our vessels, which have seeped to them past all the vigil guarding.
Yeah, they think in, that in their religions and philosophies that there really is some kind of seed of truth, of a rational truth. And?
Header, the reason for the concealment of Kabbalah. This clarifies what would happen to us if our sages revealed the wisdom of the hidden to all. And since we conceal, as long as our ordinary person is unfit to be given the secrets of Torah, he has no knowledge whatsoever in the wisdom of religion. Hence,
that's something we can see. How many people in the world who yearn and don't know what to do. Also between Jews, they don't have such a thing. Even though they're not in connection with the wisdom of Kabbalah. So,
hence, such a person is obviously inspired and elated when he finds the trifling wisdom and explanations in their theology, whose essence is but a collection of stolen concepts from our hidden, with added literary dainties. Once one sees this, he says, and denies our practical law, and ends in complete heresy.
Yeah, that's what we see. Next.
A handmaid who is heir to her mistress. This is called a handmaid who is heir to her mistress. Since the very power of the mistress, the control of the internality, is by the force of our wisdom and knowledge. As it is written, we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Now the handmaid has stepped forth and prides herself in public that she is the heir of this wisdom. Know that this power of theirs is the chain by which they tie the legs of the children of Israel in the exile under their dominion.
meaning that we're in a state that each and every person in the world that wants to know what life is for, why, what system we're in, how we can open our eyes, how we can discover what this whole universe is for, all of our development, all of our evolution, what's going on, that we are like the most developed creatures in reality that is being revealed without our fantasies that is there's something else there. How do we reach a state that we know what are we here for? Why were we given all these possibilities? And here is the main problem, that we acquire some kind of theology or all kinds of methods that came from humans and confuse us, and this is how we just bury ourselves. Chains of exile.
Chains of exile. Thus, the essence of the chains of exile and its power come from the wisdom of Torah and its secrets, which they have managed to steal and place in their vessels past all the watchful guarding we have put up. With it, they mislead the masses, saying that they have inherited the work of the Creator, and cast doubt and heresy too in the souls of Israel.
Okay, so this isn't finished. Obviously, this isn't the way he would have wanted to reveal it and write it, but we have something from this. Maybe from your questions, we have 10 minutes. We can maybe still scrutinize something. PT 19.
Lo shomim bikitzur.
Can't hear you.
Every year we reread the same material. The whole process seems beautiful, but one thing drives me nuts. I place upon them a king such as Haman, and against their will, he will reform them. Why is everything done with suffering and trouble?
Because except for the will to receive, there is nothing. And in order to bring the will to receive to correction, you can only do it by it feeling that it's lacking something. And lacking means by blows.
Meaning it's not going to go in a good way.
Not in a good way. It'll only go in a good way if you get poked and you say, oh, I get it, don't need any more, and then you keep going your own. But if you don't keep going on your own, so instead of a little poke, you get more and more and more until such a suffering that you must start thinking about your life and correcting them. USA, LA. LA.
Thank you, Rav. Why is Rashbi worried, since everything was written in the purpose of, in the plan of creation, including the corruption and everything?
Because we Kabbalists want to bring ourselves and the entire big desire to receive that is spread out around the whole world, we want it to bring as much of it to Dvikut with the Creator, that by this we're giving contentment. If the Creator awakens us through blows, there is no contentment by that. But only by being drawn before the blows, we can give contentment to the Creator. That's why Kabbalists want to do that. Almata.
Thank you, teacher. I want to ask correctly. What do I need to ask for us in order to strengthen the inner part of Israel, the internality, among all the nations of the world? What does it mean that I ask correctly in order to strengthen the internality?
I need to ask from the Creator to give us the ability to be connected to the 10, and my 10 will be as an example to all the 10s of BB, and all of BB will be an example to all of humanity that they will want to be connected to us and from us to the Creator. Latin 6.
Amado Rav, pero como si el mundo espiritual está en otorgamiento,
beloved Rav, if the spiritual world is in bestowal,
si no hay espiritualidad en ellos,
how can it be that philosophy,
y ellos no están en otorgamiento,
stole it, they're not in bestowal, how could they steal it?
But the structure of the world, well, maybe you don't know the philosophy. Look at what Aristotle, Plato, all those Greek philosophers wrote, like 2,000 years ago. You'll see what they wrote, the way they understood things. The way they turn things around, what they got from the wisdom of Kabbalah. You'll see what they wrote, you'll understand. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. We heard today that the correction has to be performed in little slices. Our question is that what's the most optimal way in this day and age for us to perform the corrections in these slices so that we can create the whole picture in the best possible way?
Only in the groups? Nothing else. Rabash writes about it in a methodical way, clear method to everybody. Whoever wants to go, to follow that. Kabyu 1.
Thank you, Rav. A question from the tenant we could ask. What is idol worship in the Torah?
Idol worshiping is when I depict all kinds of things to myself that aren't really in reality, but only come as the imagination of my brain. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Can you define what is the law of overcoming?
The law of overcoming that we pray together to the Creator to give us a masach. That the masach is the overcoming of the will to receive, either on it all together or part of it, to perform an action with the will to receive and with the masach and with our prayers to reach an action of bestowing.
And how do you begin it?
How? By recognition of evil, that you can't give contentment to the Creator, but man will help his friend, brings you to the importance of the goal, the importance of the means, which is the prayer, and we start by formulating and connecting between us and doing it towards the Creator. Makvij 3.
Раф, если от чтения первоисточников получаешь наслаждение, доставляем мы наслаждение.
Раф, if you enjoy reading source excerpts.
No. But still, it's on the way. It's not an action that by this you're giving contentment to the Creator, because you yourself are saying that I'm doing it because I'm enjoying it.
Tel Aviv 2.
How do you return the steal? How do you correct it?
Connection between us. When the thieves connect and want to get rid of the desire to steal, so they bring all their forces to bestow to one another and to the Creator, that is there between them as a center of correction. By this, they give what they stole back to him, and the Creator really enjoys that. He enjoys the thieves that repent. It's written that in the place where, how's it written? That where the repenters stand, the great righteous can't stand. It means that by having a lot of transgressions, crimes, and thefts, they come back and correct themselves. I see that info is there before us, but maybe Galil West. One more. Galil West.
Afterward, the Congress on Rosh Hashanah, what in the spiritual work is the meaning of being the Rosh, the head, and not the tail?
That's what you can see from this article. To be the Rosh and not the tail, the head and not the tail, we have to lead the world into adhesion with the Creator, meaning correction. Revadim.
I understand that the will to receive is everything. What is the real will to receive in the spiritual work?
That's something you don't know. You'll discover it after you have worked with the Klipot. That is where the true will to receive is. New York 2.
Thank you, Rav. How vital is it for us to disseminate the true definitions of Israel and nations of the world, and how does this aid the correction process?
It doesn't help the correction. It's we need, like educators, to reveal the part like that helps these children develop correctly. Just we learn. I don't tell you everything at once, because nobody will understand it, and what they will understand, it'll be crooked. Dissemination is part of education that has to be as teach the child in his own way. Gradually, and I'm sorry, but I must give the baton to Mr. Who is it?
Shai.
Right, we're going to go over the schedule quickly. At 10, Chaim Watz will have a live broadcast with Rav. At 10:30, the writings meeting until 11:30. From 11:30 to 12, live programs, clips with in Russian with Rav. You're invited to connect to everything on Sefer Torah, Facebook, whatever is broadcast there. And at 6 p.m., we'll reconnect to a lesson that will be given live on the topic of the morning lesson, and we'll continue to a song.
Together we can change the future.
Lo yo te.